The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I thought it'd be really cool to invite you guys in and take a little peek at what's happening inside the Marketing Impact Academy. Now, this is my online course where I serve entrepreneurs who are building their businesses online. It's a rigorous course. I mean, I don't know if people knew what they were getting into, but I know that they are delighted about the process. They are ecstatic about the results. And I couldn't help but want to share some of that with you. As all entrepreneurs, we have to kind of balance what we're giving away for free versus how we're serving our paid customers. And I feel very comfortable in sharing just a couple of lessons with you that I know you deserve them. They're going to inspire you. And I feel an obligation to share answers. And one answer that I think is really important to share is what I see happening in the online space. I call it the shift in the economy of free. The idea that freemiums and lead magnets, if you will, are as powerful and as effective as they were even 2 years ago is a silly notion. Take a look at your inbox. How many freemiums have you downloaded and never even opened? So how are we building reciprocity? How are we building a customer list when people are searching for a solution and we're giving them something for free and they know it's a freebie? And it sits in their inbox and they're not doing anything with it. You know, we're not building a relationship. Am I telling you not to use freemiums or lead magnets anymore? Heck no, I use them every single day. In fact, I'll probably use one at the end of this podcast. But I am saying there is an alternative and exciting way to build your email list, an email list of buyers. So in this series, here's what I'm going to share with you. Today, you'll hear my thoughts and our case studies on the changing economy of free. I'm going to follow that up and share with you some of the case studies that we've been developing throughout the course of the Marketing Impact Academy. I encourage you to stay tuned, and I can't thank you enough for allowing me to spend this time with my students. And I have to thank my students for allowing me the opportunity to share my answers with you, my listeners of Build Your Tribe. All right, off to the show. One of the most important investments that you made is being right here, because I'm obsessed with this stuff and I'm one of those people who can't help but share their answers. And I'm really excited to help you understand how things have changed, because it doesn't do anyone any good, I have found, to just tell people to do something and not explain why they should do something, because you want to make a decision for yourself. So I want to give you a little bit of history on why we've made a shift in the way that we teach the content that's included in this course. In the past, we really focused very heavily on building your email list by sharing free content, freemiums, lead magnets, gifts, if you will. So by sharing resources and tools and things that started a relationship with people who otherwise didn't know you, it was a wonderful way to get someone on your email list and then to continue to serve them and then to warm them up and get them to a place where they feel like they know you, they like you, they trust you, and eventually they buy from you. And that model still works. It still does work, but not as effectively as being able to build your list with proven buyers. So rather than just telling you that, I want to talk about the trend, and I'll just bet that you've noticed this yourself. Everybody caught on to the fact that, wow, this is a really great way to capture leads. If you have a physical business, you can say to people like, the first time you come, your visit is free. The first month, free. Download my free report. Attend this free webinar. And we've all signed up for those things. We've given someone our email address. And at first you're like, I mean, when I say at first, like the first time you ever downloaded something for free, you're like, oh, they're giving me this ebook for free? And you may still feel that way. But after a while, you start opting in and getting lots of free stuff and then realizing that you're not using it because It's free. So what happens is we know it's free and we also know it's sitting in our inbox. And it's kind of like that magazine subscription that keeps coming to your home and you're like, well, I'll just put in this stack of 50 other magazines that I'll read when I go on that vacation. Never. Like anyone's going to bring 50 pounds of magazines on their vacation, outdated magazines. So what's happened in this economy of free is it's become almost white noise. So a freemium is a wonderful way to get somebody on your list. It still is. People are still opting in. So don't get me wrong about that. It's a wonderful way to build your list. It's just not a great way to build a relationship anymore because if someone never opens it, they never start the relationship. If they don't get results from that thing that they downloaded from you for free and they didn't get results because they never opened it, the relationship kind of stops there. I'm telling you that because we're still going to create freemiums and there's still plenty of people who are going to open them and they're going to use your gifts and they're going to come into your facility and they're going to get your discount code. And it's a great way for you to find customers. But what we do also see happening as a trend, especially online, is that people want the best and we're willing to pay for it. Why? Because we know time is money and we don't want to wait for a series of 4 more emails and we don't want the stuff that's free. We want your best stuff and we're willing to pay for it. And that's how the mentality of online consumers has changed. Let's take advantage of that trend and let's give people what it is they want. Let's give people what we want. We want the shortcut. And if we have to pay for it, we also understand that there is value in that. So I don't want you to dismiss the freemium model. It still works for building your list. But when we're talking about finding people who are buyers, people who understand the value of your knowledge, let's give them an opportunity to do business with you that they can afford and you can afford by creating what I like to call a baby offer or an introductory offer. Now, I really love this model and it's been working for the last 2 years and we've shared case study after case study with you. But I like it for more reasons than what you might assume. I like it, number one, because you're building your email list with people who are already saying, here's my credit card. I'm trusting you. Prove to me that you're going to follow through. I love a list of buyers. These people already are doing business with you. That's fantastic. But what's better even than just somebody who says, I trust you, is now if you have a baby offer, an introductory offer, oh, this is so mind-blowing, so exciting. I get really excited. Excuse me while I calm down a minute. You don't have to try to figure out what your next product should be. See, in the past, what we had to do, like back in the dinosaur days when I first started doing this stuff, is you knew what you thought people needed. It's like, this is what people need. This is what they need. And then you would put it together and you'd create it and you're like, this is what they need. But meanwhile, you're so much further along than the person you need to serve that there's like critical steps that you're missing, number one. And number two, the people that you're trying to serve, they might need that, but they don't even want it yet. It's like scary and they're like not even there yet. And they're afraid to ask those questions and it's scary and it's big and it's too big of an investment and it's too big of a commitment of time. And so you can create, as I have, as I'm sure many of you have, this like amazing thing that you're like, this is going to be life changing. But if it's too far along, if it doesn't include the right language, if it doesn't solve the right problems, if it's too much work for people, then you lose them. If you're lucky enough to get the sale, if it's too big, if it's too advanced, if it's too whatever, and they can't get through it, they'll never buy something from you again. Because even though they liked you, that message didn't work for them at that time. So here's what a baby offer or an introductory offer allows you to do. It allows you to create something and then get into it. And we didn't used to be able to do this. We didn't have live streaming video. We didn't have interactive forums. We didn't have even the place where I'm hosting this academy. It's so interactive for me now where I can literally change things as we go if I find people getting stuck. So what you're going to do in your first offer is scale it way back, way back, way back, way back, further back than you could possibly think. Like the day one of the people that you want to take care of. And you're going to ask yourself, okay, what is their struggle and challenge that I can help them with right now? Because it's further back than what you might think. That's the first thing you're going to do. It's like, what is their struggle? What is their challenge? And you're going to really kind of think about that and figure that out. And we're going to get into that in my next lesson. But I want you to wrap your head around the idea that it's more than just finding paid customers. It's allowing a process to evolve where you don't have to guess what language people know, what people understand, how much money they have to invest with you. You don't have to guess at what people are willing to do and what they're afraid of doing and what's going to scare them away and repel them. You don't have to hypothesize on what price point to make things and how much people need to have success. You don't have to guess at any of that anymore. And that's why I love where we are right now. Like, this is going to be so fun. Oh, you guys, it's going to be so fun. It's so much easier than like what I did and probably a lot of the other people who have failed businesses. I mean, I got lucky on some things, but I've had a lot of failures too, that my success has kind of carried those failures through. But I'm telling you, we've been testing this with brand new businesses and it works, because not everybody is a marketer and you don't need to be a marketer. You just have to be a very good listener. Get excited.
Thanks for listening. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by, you guessed it, the Marketing Impact Academy. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know to build, to really understand the right steps to build your online business. And I mean, like, yo, everything from finding your ideal lifer to figuring out how to create a freemium, which freemiums are best, how to build your list, when it's time to actually offer something for sale, how to evaluate what price point you should offer something for sale, how to then attract more customers and write emails, and which email system or customer retention or customer relationship management software should you use. They're all different. Everybody's got their own opinions, but this is the place where you can go and figure out how to evaluate all of these things based on your current situation, based on how much money you have to invest, based on how many people you do or don't have on your list, based on how much time you have to invest in your online business. I needed this when I was building my own online business. There was nothing like it. There was no place for me to go to be able to learn each one of these pieces. I would go to one seminar or one academy and realize, well, now I don't know how to do this, fill in the blank. And I'd have to go to another academy or another seminar. And I did a lot of things out of order. I spent money that I didn't yet need to spend because I hadn't done steps one and two. And so I created this course specifically for people like you and I, who know that what's important is to evaluate everything with critical thinking, figure out what's best for us, find the best and the quickest and the smartest way to do things so that we don't have to live in our businesses. We can be smart about these things so that we can actually live and enjoy our lives, and our businesses can allow us to do that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Marketing Impact Academy, please check us out at marketingimpactacademy.com.